Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's JD, and welcome back to JD Radio mini episode. I don't know what I'm doing, but you know what I am doing today? I'm changing the format up because it takes me forever to get these podcasts out to y'all, mainly because the topics come in so fast, and I wanted to change things up and maybe try something different. So we'll see. We'll see if this even continues. Maybe we're just not meant for this to work, and maybe I just focus on interviewing other people, and that could be way more interesting. Also, you know, random current event news and stuff, those topics are really hard to kind of even want to go back and watch. So let me know if this is something that y'all are even interested in, okay? Or maybe whatever feedback you want to give. So today's video, I wanted to just talk about the whole Keith Lee in Atlanta situation, which has become just like a crazy, weird, yet funny, yet interesting, and somewhat dangerous scenario. And I wanted to just do a one-off. I was like, let me just talk about this one topic today, and if something happens tomorrow, I'll talk about that. And these episodes will obviously be shorter, probably not an hour, but, you know, me, if I ramble long enough, it could be 30 minutes. So we'll see. And I will possibly turn the audio into a one topic per episode thing, or maybe I just do the videos here on YouTube and post clips on social media, and then I take all the topics that I may talk about in 1 week and compile them into one audio episode. I don't know yet. I'm just trying new things out, and I just wanted to maybe make more consistent stuff for y'all. I would love if you wanted to send me questions via voice message. You know what to do. Go to the link tree, send it via speakpipe.com. There is a link for you to send me voice messages so we can have conversations. And yeah, all right, cool. Listen, I'm aware that like my content isn't being viewed by like a lot of people or this, but you know, everything comes with consistency and hard work. So I'm going to keep doing it as long as I enjoy it. And until then, let's have fun. Sorry, my fan just came on. All right, so let's talk about this topic. Keith Lee. Do you know who Keith Lee is? Keith Lee is a TikTok superstar food review critic and also somewhat of a, I would say, customer service critic. So he is from Las Vegas, Nevada. He used to be an MMA fighter, and now he's found his way into critiquing food because that was just something he did in his spare time, and it blew up over time because he's authentic and genuine and talks about, you know, if he likes the restaurant, if he had good service, if the food is tasty. If the food is not tasty, he will give it an honest review. And he, you know, is very religious, stands on his morals, is heavily into, you know, God and all that stuff, which is amazing. For him and his family, but he is just 100% authentically authentically himself. That's the word I think I'm trying to say. But I don't even know if he's catching flack. He's in Atlanta. I know Atlanta. I used to go to Morehouse College. It's a historical black university, HBCU. I went there for like 1 year, and it was fun. I liked Atlanta. Atlanta was dope. I enjoyed it, but Keith Lee's out there probably for some business, and while he's out there, he's trying out different restaurants. Some of the restaurants that have been recommended to him are literally from people who may or may not be associated with the restaurants. Now, he, I guess, is getting somewhat of a reality check in the sense of the culture of Atlanta. Like, you know, Atlanta, I, not to speak on it like I know everything, but, you know, I lived out there, and it's very much like in America, it's one of the definitely more dense populations of black people, that city in general. You know, some people say it's like the Wakanda of the U.S. And even though to me that sounds kind of cringe, I don't know. No disrespect. I love Wakanda. Love Black Panther. But it just, I don't know, something about that's weird. I don't know. Not weird in a bad way. More like I feel like somebody's white homeboy is like, dude, I went to Atlanta. It's kind of like Wakanda. I don't know. That's how I hear it, but maybe I'm overthinking it. So he was doing food reviews in Atlanta with his family. And because he is well-known, he usually sends his family in to check out the restaurant, see if they can get a table, and then order him some food and bring it back to the car because he is, you know, a person of interest, which to me is somewhat contradictory to how he's kind of going about this, but you know, we'll see what happens. But he I guess has not had the best experience. He's had good experiences. Let's get that out of the way. He's actually done a lot of good for the city at the restaurants that treated and catered to what he thought were basic or bare minimum needs of a customer, right? But then there's other restaurants who kind of play into the entertainment industry of Atlanta. Like, you know, Atlanta is like a really bustling city. There's a lot of people who are doing things out there. There's entertainers, there's sports, there's philanthropy, there's food, there's all kinds of stuff going on out there. There's a lot of culture. And I guess with that culture comes definitely, you know, different ways of behavior. Some of it is bouginess. A lot of it is wholesome. Some of it could be classism and other things. I'm not sure. But while he was out there, he just gave his honest opinion about some of the restaurants because he was only able to do so much with his reviews. Now, he would be reviewing literally only the food if he was able to get only the food. In some of these scenarios, the food was not accessible. And it makes sense because, you know, he was pulling up during like Halloween weekend or Halloween week, and Atlanta's already a popular city. And I'm not saying that what these restaurants did were right, but I think in the sense of what they were capable of doing, they gave his family like realistic responses. It's like, hey, the wait time's an hour and a half, and if you want to sit down, you know, we could put you down and do this. He definitely did have some specific grievances, but in my opinion, from what I've experienced, I live in LA. That's kind of normal. Like, if you go to a particular restaurant and the wait is an hour, hey, bro, go find something to do. And hopefully they take your name down and then come back. Now, he then would get out of the car that his family, you know, had left him in while he was, you know, waiting for the food to go maybe show his face and see if they give him preferential treatment. Now, my thing is, he says he wants to be treated like a normal person. And at the end of the day, I'm just like, but dude, you're a celeb. Like, you are a celeb. You know what? Before I get into my feelings on what he's going through, let's pull up a video. How about that? We'll pull up a video of maybe where he starts in the beginning of his journey and where he ends. So let me switch cameras. Boop. All right. So here we are. So this is his page on the internet, on TikTok. This is where he started. So he started here, Atlanta Breakfast Club Taste Test. And I think, or actually, where did he start? Easy Street? No, that's Vegas. I think Bulldogs is somewhere else. All right, so he started here. And when he got there, I think it was all right, but let's listen to it and see what happens.
Fresh off the plane, ATL.
Oh, yeah, fresh off the plane. Okay, hold on. Can I open this clip?
Fresh off the plane.
Hold on, we're going to try to open this clip in a new... Here we
go. Fresh off the plane, ATL. All right. The first place we went to is Atlanta Breakfast Club. I got it. Let's try it and rate it 1 through 10. Mm-hmm. We spent $144.60. But granted, we got food for 5 adults and 2 kids. The customer service was interesting. While the people were nice, the rules they had set were very unique to me. We initially tried to do takeout, but when we came in, they said we couldn't sit down and there was no space at the bar for us to stand. So we had to stand outside to order our food. And then we decided we just gonna dine in. But 2 people in our party stepped out for a second. Cause again, we fresh off the plane, so everybody's trying to get situated. The waitress, again, she was nice, but she told us she couldn't take any orders or she couldn't do anything until everybody sat down. No water, no coffee, no drink orders, no nothing. She also said they can only do 1 order and there's no add-ons. Like, if you want to add on afterwards, it's a wrap. 1 order for the whole table. She wouldn't even explain the menu to us. But again, she was very nice. I just understand that those are their rules. Unique to me, but it is what it is. I'm going to show you everything I got, and we're going to try it. Everybody wants to see it. Peach cobbler French toast. A breakfast bowl, which is eggs, bacon, cheese, and a biscuit. Last but not least, salmon croquettes. Peach cobbler French toast is separated, which I appreciate.
At least he got food at this spot.
Said it came with a shortcake topping. I think this is it. It's just one block. Am I supposed to break it up myself?
The editing on these are so funny, dude.
This is like wheat bread or whole grain toast. It's not my favorite thing, but it's also not my least favorite thing. It's all right. You can see where the French toast dipping absorbed into the bread. I would say like 10% of the bread is coated in that French toast. The rest of it is just bread. And the peaches are the only thing that's hot in this. 6 out of 10. This is the breakfast bowl. It's just eggs, bacon, and potatoes.
6 out of 10 is bad, boy.
Everything is seasoned well. I'm not mad at that at all. Especially with some hot sauce. This would be real good. It's a very basic breakfast, but with basic, it's kind of easy to mess up. And I don't think that messes up. 7.5 out of 10.
All right, we're getting up there.
You mean no jelly?
No jelly, sir?
Some syrup.
All right, so hold on. Let me actually.
Crazy word.
The butter is a dollar.
Oh, wait. No, this
the
part's
butter
funny.
A dollar?
Yeah, that's right. Swear to God.
The butter a dollar? At a breakfast place?
Swear to God. That was like.
He knows the little cut, right? He don't know the culture of Atlanta.
He say.
It need jelly for sure. It's buttery. It's salty. It's a good biscuit. I just can't swallow it. It's dry. That's like any biscuit. So I'm not faulting this biscuit specifically.
Goddamn.
But I am faulting. See, you hear how my words coming out? But I am faulting the fact that it don't come with jelly. And butter is a dollar. That's crazy. That's my least desirable pit.
It's good.
It's good. You hear that in the background?
I need some sauce. It comes with the Remoulade sauce. I just
it needs some sauce. There you go. Hit it one more time.
That's much better. Let me see these grits. Dump some seasoned grits. Mm-hmm. This time, okay.
The editing is so funny.
With the Remoulade sauce, these grits is buttery and salty and thick. 7.8 out of 10. This is my favorite thing. For the first stop in Atlanta, I'm very interested to see what the rest of this trip holds. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Y'all be safe.
I'm very excited to see what the rest of this trip holds. And then there was this. So look, he's valid. He's valid. And he's just a normal dude who happens to be famous as hell from TikTok, who is just reacting to how the food service is out there. Now, he did say that the rules were weird. And yeah, I think the rules are kind of weird and like not able to do add-ons and whatever else it was. And you know, and there were rules all throughout Atlanta. Now, I feel like Atlanta, from what I know and also from what friends have told me and also from a video that I watched actually earlier today, it's, you know, there's a level of like kind of like black excellence and also like you kind of understand what you're going to get with where you go. I feel like that's the same in L.A. with like, you know, people who come to L.A. thinking it's some sort of glamorous thing. I'm like, bro, it's dirty. The traffic's crazy. And there are nice things here in Los Angeles, but it's not what everybody glamorizes, you know, through movies or TV or celebrity or even influencer avenues. And I think like when you go in knowing that, you have a different perception of it. Now, I don't think Keith thought about, oh, okay, I guess things are, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like they treating him just like he wants to be treated. Like, listen, hey, bro, we got rules. Who are you? not that I'm trying to, you know, crap on him, but I'm like, you want that authentic experience? Hey, that's where the ratings come in. And, you know, maybe that authentic is, I want to be treated like everybody else. This is how we treat everybody else. And I think it's not supposed to be a representation of all of Atlanta. He was going to the places that were recommended specifically to him. So after this first one, he was recommended to go to, what is this place called? The Real Milk and, well, he went, actually, no, let's shine a light on the good places he went to that actually hooked him up. Juice Jerk Atlanta was great. They got a lot of positive feedback and their business did great. The dining experience in Atlanta did really well. I'm just like scrolling through a bunch of the other places he actually managed to get food at. The dining experience, the bodega test, Jamaican Jerk Biz was great. Old Lady Gang he had problems at. The Atlanta food tour recap, and then he had to speak. So I'm trying to think. Let's shed light on a place that he actually had a good experience at. So let's go to Juice Jerk Taste Test, I think.
My family are in Atlanta and I received...
Hold on, let me see. Let me open that up. Some long reviews. All right, so this he got this message from the restaurant that says, one of my best friends lost her father in a bad car accident recently, and behind he left her to his restaurant. She's now the owner, and he has been working her ass off to keep the doors open. The food is literally amazing, and I mean that. Cooked fresh daily and literally is always delicious. I've stepped in to help her run social media to help boost it, but it's still hard to reach folks. They've already had close to one of the locations she does not, or one of the locations closed, and she does not want to let go of her dad's restaurant legacy. I heard you're coming to Atlanta, so this would mean absolute everything. If you were able to stop by, try the food, check it out. Here's the IG. Okay. I think it's playing.
I got it.
Okay.
Let's try it and rate it 1 to 10. I spent $47.09. First, I want to start with my condolences, and my heart goes out to the daughter. I'm sorry for your loss, but I will say the customer service, amazing.
Actually, pause real quick, JD. I got food waiting for me. All right, I'm back. Let's continue.
Always, I had somebody in my family call my order in and go pick up the order, so they didn't know it was, so I didn't get any kind of special treatment.
This is the first place in Atlanta I've been able to call ahead for my order. Everybody else, they don't take no call-ins, no walk-ins, no nothing. You can barely order food. I'm going to show you everything I got, and we're going to try it every month.
That's Atlanta, dog.
Jerk ribs, jerk chicken. Both of these are a pound. A side of bread, 4 sides of sauce. I'm not sure if this is jerk sauce or gravy. A small side of cabbage, a small side of rice and peas. And last but not least, a sauce that has a 5 on it. I'm not sure what kind of sauce it is.
I was later told by my family member who went to pick up the food that the 5 is not a 5, it's a G for gravy.
Other than the story, this is the thing that made me come. I ain't never had no jerk ribs before. Thick little bone, too.
You gotta put some sauce on that, though. Oh. 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 Yo, the editing is so funny.
Very confused. It's different.
Maybe it's because good. It's the two palates you never had together.
I've never had anything that tastes like this. It's kind of bitter. It's not spicy at all. It's very seasoned, like extremely well seasoned. Mm.
Is it tender? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I see you following
Oh, he going at it now. Hold on now. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's bussing. It's bussing.
Okay, get these away from me.
I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm. It's different.
You need a minute to, like,
process it.
Process the flavors.
Or maybe it already has sauce on there. Maybe I was tripping.
That's an extremely unique taste, but incredible. Wish I had more adjectives than incredible or unique or different, but I genuinely don't.
You get the smokiness of jerk
chicken.
It's
very smoky.
Very smoky. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they didn't put it on a grill, it still tastes like it was
real smoke.
Oh, yeah, with the sauce. Hit it with the sauce now. It's going to be busting. Yeah, them eye rolls. There it is.
Show you right on. That sauce is spicy. With the sauce, it's
I love his videos. They're crazy cool.
Without the sauce, 9 out of 10.
Wait, hold on.
This is a really good rib.
Wait. What do you say?
Ooh.
Oh, go back.
I like that. Thank you. Both pieces.
I think he said 9.5 and 9.
You know, usually a lot of places, they cut it in half, and you only get, like, either this or that. Mm-hmm. They gave both of them. I like them.
Mm-hmm. That looks tasty. Ba-boom. Mm-hmm.
Season it all. Through the thing, and for this to be jerk chicken with no sauce,
right? Yeah,
how moist that chicken is. Mm. That's crazy.
Dang, I'm just watching him eat.
This is see that. Look at all of them peppers.
Peppers.
I'm kind of scared. I won't lie to you and say I'm not scared because I am.
Look at all them peppers. It's probably bussing though.
It's delicious.
These new sound effects.
Oh my god, is it delicious?
At least he's having a good time so far.
Real fresh, it's real herbaceous.
All right.
This with the chicken.
All right, I'm going to stop 9. Here. 9.6. Hold on.
Kind of 10. We high. All
right, I'm going to stop right there because I'm just watching his videos. All right, so as you can see, he managed to get some good food. I actually didn't realize he got some decent food in between this time. And that was his... third try. He had three bangers in a row. Well, I don't know what he ranked them, but he had Atlanta Breakfast Club, he had the seafood menu in Atlanta taste test, and he had juicy jerk Atlanta. Then he went to the Real Milk and Honey, and that's where things got a little interesting, to say the least.
Me and my family are.
To say the least, it got interesting. Let's hold on, pause, yo, chill out. Let's pull up the vid and let's just watch the Real Milk and Honey review. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, action.
And currently we are at the Real Milk and Honey. I got it. Let's try it and rate it 1 through 10. As you can see, I don't have any bags in my hands. We are at the Real Milk and Honey on Main Street and College Park. Before we came, we attempted to call our order in. We were greeted with an automatic message that said they do not take call-in orders. The automatic message said the only way you could do pickup is through DoorDash. We went through DoorDash, they was closed. But online, it said they closed at 5 o'clock. We went on DoorDash at 4 o'clock, but we were already here, so we just went inside. I stayed in the car and my family went in and they told them they were closed early for deep cleaning. Yet the door is wide open and it's people still going in and grabbing orders. Now we have no idea if those people ordered beforehand or what the case is.
Also, the people who relayed this message, my family said were really nice. It's just the rules. And so far being in Atlanta, I found some places do have unique rules and this is one of them. I want to be very clear, we're not blaming one person or saying one person was rude. In plain terms, don't call this restaurant trying to get nobody fired. Ain't nobody do nothing. This is just the rules they had. If you don't like their rules not for you. And for me and my family, the rules just went for us. We just not their target audience. For the record, afterwards, I did walk in and they did recognize and they attended the services, but I respectfully declined. I'm a normal person. I pay for my food like everybody else. I walk in spots like everybody else. We are all normal people. Respectfully, if you're not going to do it then, don't do it now. God bless.
Okay, I got one gripe when he says I'm a normal person. Of course you are. You're human. I'm human. We're all people. But no disrespect, bro, you're famous. And I'm not saying that like that's why people should treat you differently. I'm just saying no matter what you do, you're always, now that he's as well known as he is, he is being treated better. He knows he's being treated better. He's I've seen his social media. They fly him out to go to like WNBA and NBA games. I've seen him and his family be invited on like Good Morning America. Like, how do I say this? As someone who works as an entertainer, I understand that you want to have the same treatment as everyone else because we are all just people. But if that's the case, you would have to like remove yourself from what you're doing to get that treatment because you're not going to get it anymore. If people recognize you and want to treat you better than people they don't recognize, kind of like, obviously that's more of a celeb thing, but even like in the sense of like you got friends that you know better than people that you just met, right? Like a coworker versus like a family friend. Oh, I'm gonna treat my family friend better. I don't know if that's the best example, but he cannot avoid the fact that people are going to treat him differently now. So to say I'm a normal person, I just want to be treated like everybody else, I'm like, well, then you got to stop posting videos and go into become a recluse. Not to say that people should be treated differently, more to say that I guess that's just like the world we live in, you know, like even just the parasocial relationships that I share with people, like, you know, people, I've had people think I'm famous. I don't feel famous. I feel like there's a large amount of people who have seen me, and I'm sure he feels similar. It's like there's a large amount of people who have seen us, but I'm still just a normal guy or girl, or whoever you are. But how they treat you is not something you can control. If someone thinks that, like, because think about it from the perspective of someone who works at the restaurant. Oh, here's some people who I don't recognize. That's cool. I'm going to treat them like how all the customers are treated. Here's somebody now that I believe if I treat better, my boss might treat me better. So it's not like, I'm trying to give a little bit of grace to the restaurants. They're not treating you, you know, or they might be a fan. That's a thing. You know, they're not just treating you better just for the hell of it. It's like, oh, they see a benefit to treating you that way. And you're part of the product of what you kind of don't want to be. Like you're part of the machine at this point where you're well known. People treat celebrities different. People treat, you know, certain factions of people different. Police get treated different. Firefighters get treated. Nurses get treated different. Doctors, celebrities, you know, people put celebrities on pedestals. There's a parasocial relationship there. I think Keith is valid in saying that, hey, I don't want to be treated that way, but I don't think it's something that is within his control anymore. And to request it would kind of be somewhat contradictory because it's like, well, if you want to be treated like a normal person. And I feel like this kind of sounds like you're a celeb, deal with it. And that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying, like, even with me, if I don't know how to say this where it doesn't, like, I'm not trying to sound condescending is what I'm trying to say. But if you wanted to really, like, kind of be a normal dude, then you would have to, you know what it is? You would kind of have to stick to the normal lifestyle you were doing as you were grinding on your way up to where you are now. That might mean, oh, I say no. And I'm sure he already does this. I'm sure he says no to certain engagements and certain events. maybe certain opportunities, certain stuff, but you know, it's hard to say no when opportunity has come afoot. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, so let me get back to the video.
Bless you.
But yeah, we're just trying to get some food, but I am gonna make this very clear. I do not support, condone, or agree tearing down these businesses. While we personally may not have the best customer service experience, that does not mean you will have the same experience. That also don't mean go on Twitter and tear these businesses down. At the end of the day, business owners are people. You never know what people are going through.
The only reason I'm even making this is to share my authentic and real experience like I always do. I don't mean no harm. I don't have no malicious intent. But I always say I'm going to be 100% honest. And that come with the good and the not so good.
You don't know what nobody going through. So what we can't do is just judge off of somebody else's experience. If you would like to go to these places or any other place that I've been to, I encourage you to go try it for yourself and make your own opinion. But we still in Atlanta and we on Main Street and it's a bunch of spots here. So we're going to go to a different spot. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Y'all be safe.
All right, so there's another thing that, like, at the end of the day, kind of, like, similar to him saying, I want to be treated normal. You want to be treated normal, and you want to have a respectable fan base. But at the end of the day, just like any psychos on the internet, you're going to have some wild cards, and wild-ass people started ripping this business to shreds. Rightfully so, because of the way they responded. Let me see if I can pull that up. The real milk and honey response. The real milk and honey response. It was bad. But regardless of it being bad, it's like, yo, there's, in my opinion, it's just that there are certain factors out of your control. You cannot control the fact that you're famous now. The, you know, your hard work and determination has made you famous, and the people have put you up there in a place where they're like, we trust in Keith Lee. And then on top of that, you can't control what your audience does. There's always going to be bad apples. It's like, hey, yo, you know, hey, everybody, be respectful. I saw a person make a skit where they were like watching the video and it said, hey, make sure you don't mess with anybody and don't disrespect them and blah, blah, blah. And dude was like, shit, I'm about to go leave a bad review right now. And it was funny, but it was also like, you can't control how people want to feel on your behalf. That's my personal opinion. So now this restaurant that came up, Milk and Honey, after he did that, is there a short that shows it so I can just watch it? There we go. After he did that video saying, hey, I didn't get any food and they have a lot of rules here and things are different and blah, blah, blah. The real Milk and Honey made a response, which was in poor taste and kind of showed off the, I would say, bourgeoisie of certain areas in Atlanta. Obviously, it's not entire of Atlanta, but the real Milk and Honey low-key took an L on this one when they could have easily responded and said, hey, our apologies. You know, it's a weekend. It's heavy. Short staffing. You could have made any excuse other than this video. Let me pull this up. All right, hold on. Wait, there it is. I don't know if I can make it. Trying to make the footage a little bit bigger on one end. Okay. This is such a bad response, bro. It's so bad. It's so bad and low-key just unnecessarily disrespectful. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, run it.
And who is this Keith Lee?
Daddy, you don't know Keith Lee?
Yeah. No.
All right, who is Keith Lee? Right? Not the way you want to respond to, in my opinion, anyone. If it wasn't Keith, and that's Keith Lee's whole thing. He's standing on his business where he's trying to say, listen, even if I wasn't who I was, your customer service should not be coming across like this. And also the pompous attitude that you have towards me giving your food a review. If I'm anybody, you should treat me with the same respect. And the real Milk and Honey, I feel like, learned from this situation because they put out a press release and they took down that video and there was a whole bunch of stuff that went down. And also another business called the Milk and Honey got caught up in it. It was all very messy and I feel bad for anybody who's involved, and even Keith Lee, because he wants to do like a food tour around the world. I don't around the maybe US. I don't know if that's, maybe that's why he's on the road. Maybe that's it. But man, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's interesting because I know he's gotten like I feel like he's gotten like responses before from people who are like, oh, well, who are you to say that you don't, you know, you don't like this, you don't like that. Kind of on some Gordon Ramsay level type stuff. But listen, it's part of this whole world of clout we live in. It's just there's just different weird levels to things. All right, we're getting towards the end of this. So what I did want to pull up next was we saw like two good reviews. We saw The Real Milk and Honey, and then there's also Old Lady Gang, which I forget her name, but she was part of Real Housewives of Atlanta, something Burris, Candy Burris? Candy. There you go. Look, I know my people. I don't know if Burris is last name. I apologize if I messed that up. But Candy, it's a restaurant that is founded and owned by her. Old Lady Gang gave him kind of similar treatment, where his family was kind of told, hey, here's what it is. You got an hour and a half wait. Chill out. We'll get you when we can. And then he comes in and they're like, oh, we can get you a table in 5 minutes. And he's like, well, why are you doing that? And I'm looking at it like, what do you, I'll play it for you. And then I'll tell you, in my opinion, I'm just like, listen, bro, you're a celeb. They're going to do that for you. They're just going to do it. They think that it's better business to have someone who has notoriety in their business than the common person. That's just unfortunately classism. You know what I mean? Capitalism, classism. Racism, well, all the isms. All right, let me throw this up.
Yesterday, me and my.
All right, let's. And I guess he was giving his feedback a day later. So
yesterday, me and my family were at the One Music Festival. Somebody who works with Candy Burris walked up to us and said they've been trying to reach us since we got to Atlanta. He said he'd been constantly emailing Candy me, Burris, constantly DMing me for me to come to Old Lady Gang. I got it. Let's try it. At rating 1 through 10. As you can see, I don't have any bags in my hands. Me and my family showed up and we attempted to order before we got here. We called the number they had connected on Yelp 3 times. No answer. We tried to order through DoorDash and it said it was temporarily closed. So when we pulled up, I sent my family in to order for us. They said on the weekends, due to being busy, they don't do any takeout at all.
They do to-go orders?
No, we don't do to-go on the weekend.
Oh, okay, so send in dining.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetie. We appreciate you.
Which is completely understandable. So what we decided to do is my family's going to go eat. They're going to come bring the food out while I'm sitting in the car, so they have no idea I'm here. My family asked how long the wait was to be seated. They said an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half.
Okay.
She also said they didn't have any reservations available, so they didn't take down any number, any contact information, nothing. My family then came and relayed that message to me, and I decided to go in myself. We walked in and we were greeted by a nice young lady. And then I met some amazing people who were eating there, and we took some pictures. God is amazing. As soon as me and my wife were done taking pictures, the lady said the table was ready. As always, I don't want any special treatment. I want to be treated like everybody else. I pay for my food like everybody else. I'm a normal person. I'm a normal customer. Things like this is exactly why I do reviews the way I do. Just because I have a certain amount of followers on social media don't make me different from nobody. My mom, my mom-in-law, my sister, they all paying customers just like me. So I want them to be treated just like me. So I asked how long the wait time has been today. She said an hour to an hour and a half. So which I then asked, how are you able to sit me in 5 minutes? This is her response.
How long are we looking for as far as wait?
I'm just gonna sit up there. Oh, 5 minutes. I don't know, wait, this all called. Okay. Now it's whoever first come, first serve.
Again, my family just attempted to eat there less than 2 minutes ago. I then told her I changed my mind, we're gonna go eat somewhere else, and I said God bless you, and I walked out.
On second thought, it's okay. We're gonna go eat somewhere else. So I appreciate it though. For sure. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great day.
Have a good one.
Have a great day.
I'm going to be very transparent and honest. I am frustrated. Me and my family just trying to eat food. That's all we try to do. At the same time, while I am frustrated, I understand we are all humans. I do not agree. I do not support. I do not condone shaming this business based on my experience. Like every city we've been to since we've been on food tour, I go to an array of restaurants. From mom and pop shops to staples of the community to super popular to places nobody know about. And Atlanta has definitely been a unique experience for me and something I'll never forget. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart, genuinely. But I'm a normal person and I want to be treated like everybody else. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Y'all be safe.
All right.
I'm not playing. I understand everybody got their own opinion on situations, but don't go leaving them 0-star reviews. You ain't never been here before. If you like to, come experience it yourself and then leave your reviews. But just leaving a review based on my experience is crazy in my opinion. God bless you.
And you got crazy people who follow you. That's also, he said he wants his family to be treated the same way he's being treated. I'm not saying that it's right that these people are treating him better. I'm just saying that is just America. Like, and all over the, like, that's just people just be insecure and get in their head about like, oh my God, it's a celebrity. You got to treat them, you know, with a different level of, what's it called? Now, there are like, you know, pompous celebrities, like kind of spoiled brats, divas, people who kind of just take it and run with it. So he's not wrong for saying, hey, just treat me like everybody else. I feel the same. I don't need to be treated any particular way. Now, I don't think anybody's going to say that they don't like it getting some special treatment here and there, but you know, I understand where he's coming from, but at the end of the day, I'm just like, yo, this is the, like, this is what fame, not, how do I say, I'm trying to say this is what comes with fame, which it is, but it doesn't mean you have to lean into it. You can still stand on your morals, you can still be a good person, and you can still do right by other people. And after that video, the people from Old Lady Gang followed him out the door and then told him, hey, no, come back. We apologize, this, that, and the third. And he was just like, no. And then there was like two ladies outside of their cars, in their cars, waiting to be seated because there was nowhere to sit inside. So one of them was in a car waiting for a table. The other one was waiting for takeout. He said, I'll come inside and eat if y'all feed these people and let them people get the table that you offered us. I'm not going to go and play that video because I basically just explained it for you. And I think Keith, you know, definitely kind of opened eyes to maybe like the celeb culture of Atlanta, kind of like the networking, and you know you're only as good as who you know in the city. And I do agree that that's not cool, and there are probably people who are, you know, in different positions who are like, oh, I can't get treated well because I'm not somebody or know somebody or am friends with somebody who knows somebody. And I get that. I think that that's messy. I would like to see him do these exact same reviews at restaurants that I believe would give him the exact same energy in different cultural demographics, like go to Beverly Hills and go sit down at like a very nice restaurant. Even because, you know, at the end of the day, they may or may not even know him. So who knows? And I'm not saying that from the perspective of like he should try that in certain neighborhoods that aren't just black. Because, you know, Atlanta, you know, it's kind of like the whole narrative that's being portrayed that people are really upset about is, oh, you have a black influencer who's making black businesses look bad. And people are like, no, he is, sure, a black influencer, and he's in a predominantly black area, and he's, if anything, trying to hold you all accountable for his personal experience. And I think he should probably, instead of putting food critic in there, he should put, like, personal, customer experience critic. Because I'll tell you this, I'm one of the few people where I sometimes very much so don't really care how I'm treated at a restaurant. Now, if it's obscene or absurd, absolutely. But I'm always looking at a restaurant from the perspective of like, what does the food taste like? Now, yeah, if the customer service is great, to me, that's a bonus. But a lot of people who work in customer service are miserable. So I don't expect them to really give me any more than what the bare minimum is. And if they give me more than that, to me, is how you equate giving them a good tip. That's just me. I'm just kind of like, hey man, it's about the food. Is there no hairs in it? is it as delicious as advertised online? Now, obviously, if you're getting treated like trash, then no, I don't want to be a part of that either. But I'm just a person who never expects people to go above and beyond to make me feel better or treat me a certain way. But I do agree that that is besides the point in the sense of what just baseline customer service is. Hey, how are you? How many people are in your party? Do you mind waiting for an hour? We'll seat you as soon as a table's ready. Here, let me take your name down. I do agree that that is stuff that should be common and come with those business practices. Now, with that being said, after all this happened, Candy Burris responded. She said, you know, we'll try to do better, Keith Lee, and all that jazz. And then last but not least, there's one last video called Keith Speaks. We're going to watch this video, and that's going to be the end of the video. And hey, I updated you on a new topic. I hope you enjoyed this. And I feel like I went for like 40 minutes. Is that how long this fucking topic took? What the hell? This is a podcast. Jesus freaking Christ. I guess you're getting two this week. I didn't mean for this to be this long. All right. Well, it is what it is. Here we go. Let's switch cameras. Here we go. Jesus. Why did this take so long? I guess because I thoroughly broke it down for everybody. Here we go.
Okay, let's talk about it. Every restaurant that me and my family go to, we were either A, invited by the restaurant themselves, or B, was told about the restaurant 100 plus times. From locals, from people who mention me, from people who email me, DM me. 99% of the time, I never go to a random restaurant. With that being said, my opinion was asked for. So many narratives being pushed, and it's insane to me. But let's be honest, what else do you want from me? If I go to a bunch of restaurants and have a string of good experiences, then I'm being too nice, I'm lying, the narrative's being pushed that my eye roll is fake, and I'm lying just to help people. Then on the same hand, if I go to two or three restaurants where I don't have the best experience, now I'm tearing down businesses, now I'm being mean, now I need to shut up, now I need to mind my business, now I need to sit down. Again, I can't win for losing. I understand everybody gonna have an opinion on the situation. You can disagree with me, you cannot like what I say. Completely understand, I'm okay with that. But when my safety and my family's safety start coming into play, that's where I draw the line at. But what can't happen is when my family or the restaurants or anybody's safety start coming into play. It's absolutely overboard.
Especially when I was asked to give my opinion. Because you telling me my opinion only matter if it's positive. Because if it's positive, you got my face plastered on the wall and you saying Keith Lee been here. But if it's negative, I need to sit down somewhere and you don't know who I am. That's crazy to me.
It was so much positive that happened in Atlanta that was shunned by the negative. It was so many restaurants we was blessed right. to help. We went to an array of restaurants like we always do at every city. I'm going to be 100% transparent, 100% candid. Me and my family will postpone touring if other cities going to be like this. Every review not going to be the best. I'm going to be 100% honest. If you want me to come, please understand, I will be honest. I don't mean no harm. I don't have no malicious intent. I mean that, and when I say it, I mean it. People be like, well, you know what you're doing. You know if you give a bad review, people are going to come and flood it with hate comments. What else do you want me to do? I'm telling people not to go and leave hate comments. I'm telling people not to leave negative comments. I'm telling people make their own opinions. You want me to lie and say I had a good experience? Or you want me to only post the videos when I have a positive experience? Then all of the videos I post is only going to be positive experience. Then the narrative is going to be pushed and I'm only trying to be positive, and we're going to end up in the same situation.
And on top of that, I think something's getting lost in translation. When that happens, the restaurants that we are blessed enough to help won't be helped in the same manner, because people won't show up in the same way, because my reviews would be inauthentic. One of the reasons people show up the way they do is because they know I'm being honest and I'm giving my personal opinion and my personal perspective on the situation. But if I don't do that anymore, it won't be the 3 or 4 hour wait times, and now we won't be able to help business owners and we won't be able to give back to the community. In the grand scheme, that's what this is about. It's about giving back. It's about giving back to the community. It's about stimulating the economy. That's what it's about. All the other stuff, I'm a simple man in real life. As long as me and my family healthy and safe and we can live a comfortable life, I'm straight.
Again, it's a double-edged sword. I understand with great power comes great responsibility. God made me for this.
Spider-Man.
I'm perfect for this. At the end of the day, I just want to eat food, walk in my path. If you want to be on a journey with me, you are more than welcome. If you don't, God bless you. Y'all have an amazing day. Y'all be safe. And nobody's safety should be on the line. Not mine, not my
yeah,
family.
Yeah, his family getting threatened now.
Relax. Like, relax, bro. Like, I understand. I get it. But at the end of the day, what you want me to do? You want me to lie? I can't do that. I'll walk away from everything before I lie. I'm telling you that right now. On 10 toes. Everything. God bless you.
All right. So he's insinuating that his family, or he was saying his family was getting threatened, or maybe him himself. And I have seen people say some crazy stuff online because of him going and just being honest. Some people don't like accountability and don't like honesty. So all in all, I feel like, you know, Atlanta was just a place that he did not prepare for and they did not prepare for him, even though they invited him, which is very strange. So that's it. That's the whole Keith Lee debacle in a nutshell. Did you like this episode? I hope you did. I can do more of these quicker because I'll just be doing one at a time. I never talked about Jada and Will Smith, and I don't know if I will because I'm friends with like some of the people in their family. But if there's other topics you want to hear, hey, go on and drop those in the comments. I appreciate those of you who listen, watch, support on Patreon, and do all the things. That has been a new episode of JD Radio, and there will be more, I think, or not. I'm just going to keep doing what I do. All right, y'all. thank you for watching this episode of JD Radio. It has been a very undeniable pleasure to have you all here. I got it. Let's try it and rate it 1 through 10. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I'll see y'all later. I'm out. Peace.